Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them for telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, last week we had Chris Kalau, who is our CEF camp director for Camp Good News, sharing about the summer ministry that all happened at camp this past summer. And we're so glad that Chris is back with us again today.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, you know what? We just have so many things to talk about. But just kind of as a recap for our listening audience that may not have caught your program last week, just kind of give us a quick brief overview of how the summer went.
Yeah, it was an excellent summer. We had, we served and ministered to little over 500 kids and seeing 55 salvations come out of that, which was great. And it was a big summer, lots of different changes to the camp, a lot of new additions and different things that we tried this year. We had a different theme each week and mixing it up and just kind of really making it a big, crazy, awesome summer, getting the kids out here so that we can share with them about God. We had some incredible staff this last summer sharing. The CITs were a little bit younger this year, but they were great in their excitement and energy that came out. And even our older and adult staff, I mean, we had from all over the United States. We had Texans and Iowans and Ohioans and coming out to just really minister to these kids and see these kids leave with a desire to follow God and a desire to serve Him and do what He wants them to do.
Well, that is awesome. And I know just from the little bit that I was out there this summer, there was not one child that I ran into that said this was boring.
Yeah, they don't have time to be bored. That is true.
Yeah, and almost all the kids, in fact, one of the children I was bringing home to Joliet last Friday from camp, she slept all the way there. Even when we stopped to go get like a Subway or something, we had to wake her up to say, okay, it's time to eat. You know, we still got another hour on the road. And she's like, what? Where am I at? You must have wore them out.
All of us, even we sleep pretty much all weekend just to get ready for the next one.
So I guess you and I were talking. And so I was kind of like, well, what's next for you? I mean, are you taking a break here or, you know, what? So what are you thinking about, like, especially for next year? You're probably as a camp director, any good camp director, and you are good, you're excellent, is you're probably already thinking about next year camp season.
We do.
Are you there yet or you're not there yet?
Oh, yeah. No, In fact, I started a couple weeks ago planning for next year and trying to see what I wanted to do. And I'm kind of looking at the theme, now what? And so we have the shirt design and everything already done. But looking at, you know, what's to follow, what to do and how to follow God after your salvation. And so next year we're really going to be looking at, you know, campers, here's how to do a quiet time, or here's how to study the Bible, or, you know, when you go to church, what do you do? Do you sit there and draw pictures, or do you take notes and pay attention? And even, you know, using your talents for God. We had a lot of campers this summer that had different talents of playing instruments or singing or whatever, and being able to use those to serve God and to just use those talents for Him. Even to the point of giving offering or witnessing to your friends. And I know one thing this summer that when we had, we asked the kids to turn to a verse in their Bible, they had a very hard time finding verses in the Bible. And so that's one thing I want to tie into next year, just having the counselors or staff and doing kind of a, here's how you find verses in the Bible and here's how you know how to search for verses and stuff. And just help with that.
Well, that is also very important because, like you were sharing last week in your program, and also again this week, is that you said you had like 50 plus children that had made a personal salvation decision,
yes,
to trust in Christ.
Kids, yes.
Well, and see, all of those, they need to grow in those. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, well, now what do you do?
Yes.
You know, I believed in Jesus and my sins are forgiven, you know, by faith in Him, but now what? What's next? And then plus you also have a lot of children, don't you, that already know the Lord, that have already made that decision for Christ even in past years, or they're coming from different churches and so forth?
We do. We see a lot of kids come back that, oh, I got saved at camp last year. I got saved at camp a year before. And so having that kind of little extra discipleship for them just to really help them grow and so that they're not stuck as a baby Christian. You know, they continue to grow with that pure spiritual, you know, Word of God. And so,
Well, you know what? It's amazing to me that you were already thinking about this just a couple weeks ago. And the summer wasn't even over yet.
Got to start prepping so you can get the kids excited for next year, too.
So when does a camp director get a long winter's nap in? Does that ever happen?
It doesn't happen. In fact, in a couple weeks here, we're going to take a vacation. And I will almost guarantee I will still be thinking or talking. My wife and I will be discussing camp, I'm sure, and what we're going to do for next year.
You must have a very patient wife.
She loves camp just as much as I do. So, yeah.
Awesome. Or some other activities or upcoming events because you don't just sit back and wait till next summer. Camp Good News goes on and sharing the good news of Christ all year long. So what does the fall season and this coming school year ministry look like for the camp?
Yeah, we have a lot of exciting new retreats planned, and some of our old favorites are coming back too. I know Raising a Modern Day Night, which is a father and a son weekend retreat, we're going to do that again. We had that about three times this last year, and it was always well received. The parents and the kids love it. It's just a blast, and so we're going to do that. Something new we started this last spring called His Princess is a mother-daughter retreat, and so we're going to do that again this fall. And I think, if I remember right, we already have it filled. We've had so many moms talk to us about already coming, and we don't even have a date or when it's going to be, but we already
Seriously?
Have so many
Wow.
that are excited for that. Some things we did last year, too. We had Archery Club last year, and so we're going to offer that again. And then some new ones that we're looking at, our new Zorb soccer balls that we have.
You're into these Zorbs, aren't you?
I love these Zorbs. And so we're looking at a Zorb soccer league.
Now tell our audience what a Zorb is, because there's going to be some people like, what did you just say? Is this from the Lord of the Rings series, or what is
it? It is, a Zorb is this giant inflatable beach ball, essentially, that you wear. And so it kind of looks like a giant ball that you put on, and your knees down are free, but everything else is inside this giant beach ball. And you run into each other, and you bounce and do flips and different things because you're in a giant inflatable ball, so it doesn't hurt.
And I heard that you can turtle people.
Well, you do. Sometimes you get turtled because you'll get upside down, and you're just kicking your legs, and somebody has to come push you over. So
you're actually going to start a Zorb league?
A Zorb soccer league. We're looking at doing that this fall, and for the middle school, junior high kids, we're looking at doing that, about a 6-week program that we're going to have for them. So that'll be coming up on the website here in the next week. We'll be getting all that information out.
I just have to ask you, did all your Zorbs make it through the summer? Did they get popped?
You know, there were a couple pops, but they quickly patched easily well, and they're just fine, ready to go again. So another new thing we're doing for younger girls is Princess Academy. And so this is inviting younger girls out and, you know, wearing princess dresses and having tea time and different princessy things, all about learning how to serve the King of Kings and learning more about the King of Kings, our God. And so that's something we're doing. And then another cool event we're planning is called Campfire Retreat. And this is where you can actually bring youth groups or your group out and come and do kind of growing and team building and different things, and still get to do kind of fun things at camp with the initiative courses and the zip line and stuff. So.
You just never run out of ideas, do you?
But we don't have time. There's so much to do. It's so many exciting things out at camp.
Now, this fall is a very special year for Camp Good News. Tell us about it.
It is. This is our 60th anniversary this year. So we started back in 1955, and so it's been 60 years this year. And so we have a special celebration kind of planned. And so on September 19th from 10 to 4, we are having an open house out at camp. And we're inviting past campers, past staffers, and just people that have been involved in camp and love Camp Good News to come out and see what camp looks like now that, you know, we've changed some things up and gone a little different. And so all the different events are going to be open. The Zorbs will be there, the zip line, the kind of every event except the pool. The pool will be closed, but
it might be a little chilly.
Yeah, every other event will be open at camp. And it's just kind of a chance for us to share with friends of Camp Good News what we're looking for in the next 60 years and some things that we want to just share with them and tell them about. So
now, aren't you going to be like doing a little bit of, you know, archives and showing some little black and white pictures of what the camp used to look like back then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I have.
You've been digging through some stuff, haven't you?
Oh, man, I have found some crazy cool pictures. Some of the old slip and slide that they had at camp and just some different things that they had out there. It's really neat to see old pictures. In fact, we even found old film strips and film reels to watch of them actually building and digging out the ground and kind of building camp, which is really neat to see.
And they actually work, these film strips?
So far.
Well, that is neat. So can anybody drop by, like any of our listening audience, if they want to come?
Yeah, we
want
to invite anybody to just come out and see the place and get to know where it's at. And so anybody that's interested in coming out, you know, camp is in Washington, Illinois. Our address is 26010 Liberty Lane, and that's in Washington. Or check out our website, campgoodnewsil.org. You can also Google search Camp Good News. We're the top 7 hits. So,
and that didn't happen by accident because you helped it get there.
We were about 8 down, and so now we're the top 7, which is great. So
that's awesome. Or they can also call the camp. So what's the
Absolutely.
Camp number
Our
for
camp
the
number
open
is
house?
309-444-3255.
Okay, so there's all different ways. But like Chris said, if you just want to just Google search Camp Good News, it should just pop right up there. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to have you stop by and celebrate together with us these 60 years that God has blessed us. I mean, not every state in Child Evangelism Fellowship has and owns and operates their own camp. Actually, we're only like one of 7 or
maybe
even 6.
Yeah, well, I think we're only
6.
One of 3 that own a camp.
Wow.
So.
That's really dropped down over the years. But, you know, we're so thankful that God has blessed us with this additional ministry tool in reaching boys and girls for Christ. So do you ever get a break? I mean, you do have a family, don't you?
We do. And you know what? My family is just as crazy and energetic as I am. We don't stop. We have fun all the time. In fact, we are having a new addition to our family. Carrie is due February 13th with a new baby coming along.
You're going to be a daddy again.
I know, 4. It's going to be even crazier. So
we won't get into the story about how you didn't tell me the truth. But
that's
right. Okay.
And then we go around to churches in the fall and just share with camp ministry. In fact, if anyone's interested in hearing about camp or want us to come and share our video and pictures and stuff, we'd love to come to the church. Just give us a call at camp. Lots of retreats all fall, and there's tons of cleanup and paperwork from this summer still to do. And then I'm also actually looking at, Carrie and I are working on a devotional that we're going to write and have online for the campers. So things that they kind of started with this summer that they can take and just keep going online and having a devo each day to spend that quiet time with God.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you too. Is there any type of follow-up ministry you're planning on doing with the campers at all? Or is that what you're kind of thinking doing?
Yep, doing
help
that.
Help them stay connected.
Yeah, and just having that and keeping in contact with them, you know, through the website and through our Facebook page so they can see that, you know, hey, don't stop serving God, don't stop following Him just because camp is over.
And a lot of times, I'm sure you've heard this, is a lot of times when they come out to camp and they have that daily quiet time, whether you are a camper or you're a camp counselor, it's like, have you heard the story where they say, I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
I never even knew how to do this before. Mm-hmm. And they're learning those wonderful spiritual habits to help them. Doesn't mean that because you had your quiet time, you're a wonderful, awesome Christian, mm-hmm. but it does help you to stay focused and renewing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that camp does, is it not only brings you the good news of Jesus Christ, but also it helps you to know how to walk with Christ and unplug from the world so that you can focus on you and Jesus.
That's right.
And your relationship with Him. Or what are some ways that we can be praying together with you and partnering together with Camp Good News? Our listening audience can do that.
Yeah, well, and as with any kind of ministry like this, you know, funds are always a need that we have. And this year we gave a little over $20,000 in scholarships so campers could come to camp completely free. And so we always need different funds for that and for staff support. We would love to have places that we can share camp, new churches or schools or, you know, after school clubs even. I am more than happy to come out and share and tell people about camp. But I think the biggest need is always prayer. Prayer that God continues to stay the full focus of camp and that we continue to glorify Him in everything we do out there.
And that's so important because we need people to hold the rope for us because we want to go out and serve Him, mm-hmm. but we can't do it alone. Just like you can't do the summer ministry alone.
That's right.
We can't do this ministry alone without God's people. We are together as a body of Christ seeking to reach the next generation for the Lord. Well, Chris, if there's one thing that I just love about all the different ways that God has gifted you, it's your heart for the Lord and your heart for the kids. I mean, it is so there. I mean, it's just always there. And I just appreciate that God has given you and just shed His love abroad in your heart and letting it spill out in all you do. So thanks for serving Jesus and just and making yourself available to Him. And thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations that is the reason why we're here, to share the love of Jesus with the children so they would know the good news, the good hope of the gospel found only in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. To peace, to
tell me?